Late 70s, early...
Because my daughter tells me that it was after she'd gone to Sheffield.
Mm.
And she went in 78.
Mm. Mm.
So I think it'd be late 70s, early 80s.
Right. Now, you've told us that they didn't give you any training before you became a steward at Knoll. How did you learn the history of the house and about the different rooms?
There was a thing.
A sheet?
Mm, on a paddle.
Right. On a board, yeah.
Mm. And I swatted it up.
So you used to move around different rooms, different weeks?
No, I was always stuck at the end of the gallery.
Oh, goodness, so they didn't give you any variety, except when you went to the private rooms.
Mm.
Mm. But then you became the expert on that particular gallery.
No, I wasn't an expert, I just was a gauleiter.
A variety.
I can't think so. It was those two little American teenagers that were sticking
tell
my
us
mind.
About them.
Well, they couldn't believe that there was no electricity because they said, "Can you put the lights on?" And I said, "There aren't any lights." And they took them sort of like that. And I said, "No, there's no electricity in the house."
Mm-hmm.
And they were amazed. And I said, "And there's no running water either," because there wasn't in those mm-hmm. days.
Right.
Everybody, you know, there were buckets and things.
So were there no lights at all in
no,
the showrooms?
No.
And did you have blinds on the windows?
Yes.
It was dark?
Only when it was sunny they brought them out. But
right.
That was to keep preserve the
yeah,
fabrics.
The text.